Penguin Random House Audio presents How Music Got Free, The End of an Industry, The Turn of the Century, and The Patient Zero of Piracy. This is the author, Stephen Witt. To Leonard and Diana, my loving parents. Introduction. I am a member of the pirate generation. When I arrived at college in 1997, I had never heard of an MP3. By the end of my first term, I had filled my 2-gigabyte hard drive with hundreds of bootlegged songs. By graduation, I had 6 20-gigabyte drives, all full. By 2005, when I moved to New York, I had collected 1,500 gigabytes of music, nearly 15,000 albums worth. It took an hour just to queue up my library, and if you ordered the songs alphabetically by artist, you'd have to listen for a year and a half to get from ABBA to ZZ Top. I pirated on an industrial scale, but told no one. It was an easy secret to keep. You never saw me at the record store, and I didn't DJ parties. The files were procured in chat channels and through Napster and BitTorrent. I haven't purchased an album with my own money since the turn of the millennium. The vinyl collectors of old had filled whole basements with dusty album jackets, but my digital collection could fit in a shoebox. Most of this music I never listened to. I actually hated ABBA, and although I own 4 ZZ Top albums, I couldn't tell you the name of one. What was really driving me, I wonder?